After so much discussion of such serious matters, we thought that perhaps we should talk about what happens after people go from Fort Dix over there, when the village that's in New Jersey becomes a real village in Iraq and Afghanistan, when somebody who's out there, you folks here in the audience, might once in a while need a good laugh, in addition to all the training you've received. And Tom Irwin, who is a stand-up comedian, who actually plays some pretty out-of-the-way stages in Iraq and Afghanistan, has made a DVD called 25 Days in Iraq. He does stand-up for the troops in Iraq and elsewhere, and he's here to give us a performance. Welcome, Tom Irwin.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, folks. Welcome to Fort Dix. It's just a NPR hotbed here, isn't it, folks? This is just, you can just, woo! All the kids in basic training are just like, wow, if we make it through this, we get to go to an NPR Talk of the Nation taping. Wow, it's exciting. So thank you. It's just the energy is unbelievable here. So my first time in Jersey, never been to the Garden State before, first time in Jersey. Got some questions for some of you people. Maybe you can help me out. Is there a law in the state of Jersey that you can't bring your kids Christmas shopping unless they're dirty, in a bad mood, and have to pee? Is that the law? Is that the law? Man, to tell you. And parents, you're not off the hook either. I'll tell you what, I saw some parents, they take slapping their kids at Target like it's an Olympic sport in this state, you know? I just saw parents warming up in the parking lot, stretching. Yeah, it's kind of a combative environment there, you know? And I don't know, it's crazy. I heard one father say, "You even look down the toy aisle, boy, I'll knock your head clean off your shoulders." I said, "I'm not in your family, sir. You can't talk to me like that." So, yeah. But it's interesting. I did all my Christmas shopping in Baghdad this year. Yeah, I did that. I figured I'd get it out of the way while I was overseas doing my tours. And it's great because I wanted to do something that was, you know, I could buy something that was real expensive in Baghdad and bring it home, and it would seem really expensive to everybody back here. So I just bought them gasoline. And, yeah. Yeah. Wow, an applause break from 30 people. That's cool. And but yeah, it's going to be an interesting year giving gasoline as Christmas gifts because my dad smokes, so that's going to be fun. And yeah, it's cool. But how about a hand for the men and women that are overseas that aren't with us today? That's nice, huh? Good people. I got to keep this short. I do have to say I was very surprised in my tours of Iraq and Afghanistan to find out that the United States military, the leaders of the coalition forces, the most feared military on the planet, drinks out of juicy boxes, man. What the hell? I was so freaked out by this. So one of the mess halls, I was like, what is this? I couldn't believe it. Juicy boxes? You're not supposed to be drinking out of kids' juicy box things. You're supposed to be like punching each other in the face in the motor pool and eating nails. But I was so mad. I told them all. I said, you take one of these juicy boxes and you go back to your hooch or your tent, whatever you call it, and you take one and you go and you stand in front of a mirror and you try and say something that makes you look badass with a juicy box in your hand. You cannot do it. Oh, I'm going to just kill that guy. It's ridiculous. Oh, man. Okay, well, you know, I was in the military. I make little light of the military, but I was in Charlie Company, 5th Engineers, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Anybody? Going once? Going? Oh, nice. There are some people there. Thought they went out of business after I left. And, yeah, but military has changed, folks. I tell you, I go over, I do shows overseas, and I'll tell you, it's just night and day from when I was in. I stand in front of these crowds, I look out, I'm like, wow, it's so bizarrely different to me. Like, biggest difference I can think of is that when I was in the military, man, women weren't allowed to have mustaches. It's just, it's new. It's new for me. It's different. You know, I'm just getting used to it. I saw one girl in Fallujah with a full-on Fu Manchu. I thought, wow, she must be special forces to get to keep that one. So, ladies, don't get upset. I've seen some man boobs overseas. I thought, dude, wow, you need to go to the PX and pick up a bra. So, thank you. I'm Tom Rowan. Support the troops. Thank you.
That's Tom Irwin, stand-up comedian who performs for frontline troops in Iraq and Afghanistan with the group Comics on Duty. And this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're at Fort Dix, New Jersey today. Tom, how did you get involved in the idea of performing at the front lines?
Well, Robert, I'm a vet myself, so
when the war started up, you know, I just thought, you know, what could be, you know, can't be any worse than most of the clubs I play in the Midwest. So I just thought, you know, like, let's take it to Baghdad, folks. So, you know, and so I called up. I found out there's an organization that you can go through called Comics on Duty out of Michigan. And I sent in my press kit and everything and said, I want to go overseas and, you know, do shows for the troops. And I didn't hear from them for about a year, and then they called me one day and said, we'd like you to go to Iraq, but you got to tell us if you can go right now. And so I said, sure, of course, which sounds brave, but it wasn't. I was scared to death as soon as I hung up. So, but, you know, you just figure it out and tell your parents and freak them out, and then you just go over. So, you know,
and you go over and you do the same stuff that you do in Michigan or Los Angeles? Or
well, it depends. I mean, being a vet myself, it's fun for me because I'm kind of have an inside track as to the daily workings of being in the military. So, you know, and, you know, I kind of, you know, it was a kind of easy transition for me to get out of the service and become a comic because the service didn't really want to keep me. I didn't get a reenlistment meeting. They just said, why don't you just move on? We're kind of, you know, you go your way, we'll go ours. And so it was kind of a mutual agreement.
Did they suggest stand-up comedy to you as
no, but they just definitely suggested that I get out of the military. So, you know, but I have a great admiration for the military just, you know, from afar. So, no.
I'd like you to tell the story that you relate in the DVD, which illustrates the gratitude you encounter and you experience from guys who go to hear, and women who go to hear your shows when you're in Iraq.
Yeah, well, that story is based on the first time we were doing a show right on the border of Iraq and Afghanistan, or excuse me, Iraq and Kuwait, and we did our first show, and we did our first what they call a meet and greet, and about 300 soldiers waited in line to meet us to say thank you to us, which really seems like a very odd situation to be in when you're standing in front of a group of people who, first of all, look like everybody that you know as they walk by you, but they are in this situation in what I feel is a sacrificial place to go and do something great for all of us back here, and they're the ones thanking us. It was a real kind of a role reversal that emotionally was a pretty heavy thing to deal with.
One soldier stood up and gave you a CD.
Yeah.
Remember what CDs were, everybody? They stand up and gave you a CD.
Wow, remember what CDs were? Yeah, he gave me a CD that was by a singer named Tom Irwin. And it was funny because he saw my poster in the mess hall 2 weeks prior to our visit, and he waited in line and he brought it to me and gave it to me and said, thank you. He said, thank you very much for coming and doing what you do. And it was very profound because to have him actually give me something and kind of, it was premeditated. He waited and he said, this guy has the same name as you. So I thought that you would, you know, want this CD. And it's just incredible that just, you know, the military has, you know, everyone we meet after the shows, it's the best part of going.
To actually meet and to talk with the people who are over there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you determined now after all these shows that there are some kinds of jokes that positively do not work when you are on the road in Iraq?
Oh, gosh. Half my set. So, you know, so I don't know. I mean, it ebb and flows. I mean, you know, there's, you know, the hard part about that, honestly, is that you could be in front of a bunch of guys or women, men and women, that they might have just lost, you know, 6 or 7 guys that day prior to your visit, or that morning they might have lost somebody. So the thing is that the situation of where you're, what you're, who you're performing in front of, you're not even quite sure what variables they were exposed to before you came out. But, you know, I have to say that we're pretty welcomed there. You know, I mean, it's a break that people look forward to. I mean, I spent Thanksgiving in Fallujah. We did 2 shows with the Marines, which is great, being an ex-Army guy telling a room full of Marines that you're in the Army, because you might as well tell me you have a flair for interior design. You know, they couldn't care less, you know. So, and, you know, and I always get that out of the way first. And so they were just really, you know, but to see the people come out and they're in what they call full battle rattle, which is your helmet, your flak vest, anything that you carry, dusty, dirty, weapons under their seats, you know, come out of the field, guys, we're pulling you out of the city, here's a comedy show, and then get up and get back. You know, it's a very odd dynamic.
Very, very unusual booking, I should think.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking with us about it and for doing it.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Tom Irwin, who's a stand-up comedian and former Army supply specialist, currently on tour with his one-man show, 25 Days in Iraq.